community baby showers coming up later this month. Joining us right now, St. Clair County RESA early on coordinator Stacy Thomas. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's been going on for a lot of years now, if I'm thinking correctly, right?
Yes, this is our 29th annual community baby shower.
How about that? So you may have people whose parents attended the first ones and are now having babies themselves.
Yes, we very well could.
Second generation. What is the community baby shower?
So the community baby shower is an event. It's free for any expected parent or father. Or if fathers aren't able to come, moms can bring a guest. We have door prizes, anywhere from a crib, a car seat, all the way up to like a swaddle blanket. We do a lot of education sessions. So we talk about nutrition, breastfeeding, car seat safety, safe sleep, brain development, things like that. We also have over 40 vendors that people can learn about resources within the county, things that they can participate in while they're pregnant, and then after they have the baby.
Such a great resource to have all that information in one place.
Yes, exactly. So the community baby shower is October 21st. It is an evening from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. We do kind of jam pack it. The speakers are only allowed, you know, about a 15-minute session, but they are all vendors too. So if people have more questions, they can feel free to ask those during the vendor viewing time.
So this is for anybody who's expecting a baby or maybe has recently had a baby, right?
Yep, up to 3 months because we only do it annually. So sometimes there might be a time there where they might not have been able to participate while they were pregnant. So they can bring those babies up to 3 months.
This is sponsored by the St. Clair County Great Start Collaborative. What exactly is that?
So the collaborative is made up of a bunch of agencies who all have a knowledge of early childhood and want to work towards bettering early childhood within our county.
And so it's a lot of different organizations that are all either going to be represented there or have a say in putting this on, right?
Yes, we could not do it without the help of our community. We also we provide a free dinner. So with that, there is a cost. So it is free to families, but we have sponsors. We have our local pediatrics donate, and then also our local OBs donate so that we are able to do this every year. And then we have several agencies such as the health department, DHS, RESA, like you said, Mead Johnson, that participate in this every single year so that we can make sure we can put on this event.
What are some of the resources? And, you know, without going down a whole list of everybody that's going to be there, just kind of give us a sampling of what expected parents are going to find there.
Well, everybody I just mentioned is also a vendor. The health department does provide free Tdap shots, which is the whooping cough, and then also the flu vaccine. And then we have the Y usually is there. Participants do get a free day pass from the Y. We have a lot of times Port Huron Yoga is there because they offer prenatal and postnatal classes for parents. We have the libraries are usually there. Sometimes there's some vendors that are selling particular things that moms might be interested in, depending on what, you know, is going on. We also have midwives that are there too. So there's a whole array. The hospital is there to talk about their birthing classes and their services.
October 21st, which is a Monday, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
What time, where, and do people need to register? Is there a cost involved with this?
There is no cost. It's free. They do need to register. We do ask that they register, preferably a week beforehand, if possible. But we have accepted people even, you know, like the day of. Mm-hmm. We just need to know number-wise for food. And it is located at Hillside Westland Church at the Family Center, which is on North River Road. If anybody wants more information, they can contact Jennifer Gunderson through St. Clair County RESA. It's, again, from 5:30 to 8 o'clock at night. Registration starts at 5.
All right. The community baby shower coming up on Monday, October 21st. Stacy, thanks for telling us about it. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.